This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, good morning. I hope this morning you're ready to listen to God. That sounds like a bit of a bold statement, but really that's what it is when we read the Bible. That's why we call the Bible God's Word. It is God's self-revelation. It's the way that He speaks to us. It's not just the way that He spoke to people thousands of years ago. The Bible was inspired by the Holy Spirit of God, who moved through people's minds and hearts to write down the words of Scripture. And God's Holy Spirit is still alive today and active in your life. And so, He who inspired the Scripture to start with will take it and speak into your life through it. That's why it's so important every day to start your day by opening your Bible and saying to God, I'm listening. What do you have to say to me today? We're reading through the book of Romans, and we come to the end of chapter 13 today. Paul's just talked about how important it is to love the people around us. Then we don't have to worry about being all legalistic about our activities, because the right things will just flow from our lives if love is in our hearts. And he goes on in verse 11 to say, and this do, that is acting in love towards the people around us, this do, knowing the time, that it is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep. Now, you probably identify with that, because here we are early in the morning and you've woken up, and Paul's saying it's time for you to wake up. For now, salvation is nearer to us than when we believed. When Paul says salvation, he's not just talking about when we're forgiven of our sins and become part of God's family. He's talking about the day when we leave this fallen world behind and go to be with God. And he says that day is getting closer and closer and closer. You never know how long you have on this world. Verse 12, the night is almost gone, and the day is at hand. He's talking about our time on this world is like the night, and the day is at hand. Let us therefore lay aside the deeds of darkness, and put on the armor of light. Let us behave properly, as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh in regard to its lusts. You see what Paul's saying? Life is way too short to waste it on things that mean nothing. Focus your life on the things that matter. And he says, you can't live the life you need to live, so put on the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, when you get up, because it's time to wake up and get up, put on the Lord Jesus Christ, almost like clothes. Well, you need to say to Jesus, I can't live today like I need to. I can't maintain the focus I need to. I can't have the mindset I need to, but you can. And I invite you to live in and through me. I want to walk with you today and see you working through me in the lives of the people around me. And Paul says, don't waste your life in sexual promiscuity and sensuality. Don't you know that that's just dissipating the meaningfulness of your life? It's a waste of your life. It takes away from who you are. It doesn't add to it. There's that temporary great feeling, sure, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll see what really is full, meaningful life. Time is short. Don't waste it as you think about this day you're going into. What can you do today to bless someone around you, to show them love and care, to encourage them to move towards God in their lives? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.